That's 772-1202.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin. Boy, there are so much news. I just had to think that I'm going to go in a different direction, or I can't cover what I'd like to cover. Everybody's covering it. I'm going to start with what in the book of Luke, chapter 21, Christ was talking about the time that we're in right now. And it's a time where he said that there's going to be signs on the earth, signs in the moon, in the sun, the stars. And this is Luke 21, verse 25. He said there's going to be distresses in the nations. In other words, nations, kind of like you take, let's say, wood and you begin to just bend it. And you stress it. And eventually, the stress, you can only bend it so far. It will only stretch, then it will break. There's going to be distresses. He said the sea, the waves, the signs in the oceans are going to be evident. And there's going to be perplexity. And the word perplexity is only mentioned three times in the Bible. And one time in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 25, and Christ is using it, and the context is the time in which we live. There will not be answers. There won't be solutions. Problems without answers. There'll be the nations will basically come apart. There'll be no kind of like gravity. Gravity keeps everything in place. You go outside the atmosphere and things start to drift in every direction. Weightlessness. And this is where we're at as a society. Not just America, but internationally. Everything is being stressed, pushed, bent, fatigued. Perplexity, no solutions. And this is exactly what Christ said would happen in the years before he came. People bewildered. You can't comprehend what you're seeing. You're baffled at all time. You're mystified. You're puzzled. You're just like a puzzle. You just... stupefied. This is what Christ said. This would be the condition of the world before he comes. There won't be dialogue amongst the nations. They won't be able to come to agreements. perplexity. This is exactly where the world is presently. The drug crisis in America. There are solutions, but the solution is you get the government, this government, out of the drug business. You get the CIA, the DEA, drug enforcement, you get the agencies within this government. How are you going to do what I'm asking, what I'm presenting? How are you going to stop the black budget programs of the CIA or the agencies of the Department of Defense, the Army, the Navy, the Marines? They're all involved. What's the answer? How will you stop the agencies in the U.S. government that have been actively, and it really this is documented from just the 50s to the present, not going back to the 1800s, 1880, 1870, the drug trade of America in the Philippines, the drug trade with the British in China, throughout the world, throughout her empire. When governments are involved in just the drug trade, what is the solution? What are the answers? Okay, let's jump from drugs to human trafficking. This goes back even further. This is in the Bible, going back 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. But when the United States government is involved in it, how do you stop it? See? Puzzlement, perplexity, stupefaction, mystification. We'll be back.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, then you look forward to going to work every day. Come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. Choose from thousands of easy-to-haul carry-out size trees, including 3-year-old 7- to 8-foot-tall autumn blaze maple trees, now only $139.99. 6- to 8-foot golden weeping willow trees, now only $127.46. And 6- to 8-foot greenspire linden trees, now only $119.99. Now through Mother's Day. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Yeah.
continuing with human trafficking. What's the solution? What's the answer? We're not going to stop it. We're not going to stop the drugs, the drug trade. It will not stop. There's nothing that mankind can do about it. The human trafficking, there's nothing that can be done about it. The laws that are being passed aren't going to change a thing, because the nations, the governments of the nations, are all corrupt. Mankind have gone beyond that point where we can come back to a sane world. Sanity exists only in small pockets, with families, with groups of people, in different areas in the nations. There's sanity. But overall, Christ said that the world would be basically mad. There would be insanity on a global level. Insanity with the leaders of the world who want war, perpetual war, who can never stop their attempt to depopulate every country, even to the point where they'll trade tit for tat. If it means their destruction, so be it, just as long as mankind can be eliminated from the face of the earth. Insanity. The Lord, when Christ used this word perplexity, I've just talked about the drug trade. I've talked about human trafficking coming to the shores of America. What is the solution? Is there a solution for what happens in Washington, D.C. with the Republicans or Democrats? You see, I don't know if you remember the Franklin cover-up, Boys Town in Oklahoma City, where young boys were being taken to the White House, to parties, to be molested, raped by Democrats and Republicans. We don't talk about and don't want to talk about, we don't want to believe that this happens. These children that are coming over the border, that's the target. That is where the high... These young children are disappearing. They are being, I guess, pedophiles groups. They're the ones that are getting these young children, especially the young boys. Yes, they like the young girls, but it's one thing about evil. Homosexuality. The pedophiles, they're homosexuals. They prefer boys over girls. They don't get top dollar for girls. Top dollar for the young boys. Perplexities. Are we going to stop it? No. Nope. Nothing you can do. We want to believe, yes, there are those individuals and those groups that are making a difference. But overall, you're not going to stop it. You can't be stopped. You can't stop the corruption in Washington, D.C. You can't stop it. There's only one way to stop it. And Christ himself, throughout the Bible, through the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament, writings pre-Christ, writings post-Christ, make it clear that the only answer to the evil in the world will be that when Christ returns a second time, that is the only solution, the only answer. It will happen. He will come. If he doesn't come, he even stated, no flesh will be saved. Not just mankind, Homo sapien, but even the creatures, the earth itself, will be completely destroyed because man, it's in his nature. Man and sin, just it's like a disease. You can't stop it. In America, the systems that are in place protect the drug trade, the human trafficking, the corruption in the state capital. Then let's talk about the corruption in the banking industry. Are we going to stop it? No. It can't be stopped. Because the people that control the money now in these banks, they're laughing at the American people because the American people, their pocketbooks, you are being stripped of everything that you work for. And these banks, the people that that have the great amounts of money in the banks, millions and millions and millions, they're not worried about losing that income. They're not worried about it. They know the government will bail them out. What's the solution? Christ returning. You may not like to hear it. That's the only solution. You're not going to eliminate any of these things that I'm mentioning. The world is owned by the devil. Christ said and made it clear that the kingdoms of the world presently, all the nations of the world, the societies, the cultures, have basically are in the hands of the devil. The militaries of the world, the military leaders, the longer they stay in positions of power, the more money they get. You know, one of the greatest positions, if it were possible for you to get into that position, would be the President of the United States. The only president in the last, since the time of Jimmy Carter, that didn't profit from being president is Donald Trump. I know what you're thinking, many of you. No, Donald Trump is as corrupt as the rest of them. No, he's not. He's the one of the last seven presidents, and I'm not including Joe Biden. He is not the president of this country. He was not elected. Constitutionally, he is not lawfully the president of this country. He's an imposter that is being directed behind the scenes by the powers that be in this country. The deep state, the dark, the shadow government, people who have laughed at and poo-pooed the thought of a shadow government, a deep state, a committee of 300, star chambers, they're not laughing and they're not poo-pooing it anymore. Because they know that, like Joe Biden said earlier in the week, quote, they took off the top of my head twice to see if I had a brain, to look inside to see if I had a brain. He said that. They cut the top of my head off and looked inside to see if I had a brain. He's not running this government. I mentioned 4 months ago that his wife Jill is his handler. It just came out recently from CIA or people that are in secret services that are protecting them, that Jill makes sure that she's CIA. I remember that word, CIA. She works for the CIA to make sure Joe does what he's supposed to do, to make sure he's in bed by 7 o'clock, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, that he takes medications. She's his handler. She's not his wife. And she's not the first lady. He's not the legal president of this country. And people are throughout this country, I'm only talking about within the borders of this nation, are kind of thinking or are beginning to think that he's really not the president. The other nations of the world, the other leaders of the world, any country, Mexico, they know Joe Biden didn't win the election. Panama, Colombia, Bolivia, Venezuela, Chile, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, they know he didn't win the election. In Africa, these leaders of the nations, they know Joe Biden didn't win the election. But we in America, the Democrats and most of the Republicans believe that he most likely won the election. But not in the other nations. Benjamin Netanyahu, he knows that Joe Biden didn't win the election. Boris Johnson and this guy Sunak, whatever his name is, that is the Prime Minister of England. Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, these nations, the leaders of these nations, they know the truth about what happens here in the land of the plumed serpent in America. They know what happens in Empire. Everybody watches Empire. But we're a duped people. We are an insane people. The insanity comes from our wealth. The insanity comes because of our freedoms, so-called freedoms. And the insanity is that there's nothing, well, I wouldn't say insanity. The thing is the people running that are in positions of authority in the U.S. government and in the governments of the states, the governors of the states of this country, for the most part, they're corrupt, they're evil, they don't serve, they serve mammon, they serve the devil, and they know they have the upper hand right now. America, starting back in the 80s, the 70s, articles, books, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire and the end of America, the collapse of America, books like this. And American people don't want to hear it. They don't want to read these books. But when you tear down the fabric, the moral fabric of a society, just like with what happened in Rome, what happened in Greece, look at England. Look at France. Look at Spain. These nations, they come and go. And America is in the, we're in the waning years of America, of the United States of America. We're coming to the conclusion of this empire. People are beginning to see it.
Hey, Joe Giganti, host of the regular Joe Show. Together we'll tackle the hottest topics, be it politics, entertainment, or the culture, unapologetically through the lens of true conservatism, weekday morning starting at 7 on KHNC 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended it.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
So there will be perplexities, then Christ said in Luke 21, verse 26, people will be so afraid, they'll faint, they'll have heart attacks, they'll lose hope, wondering, watching to see everything happening, what is coming upon the world. It's evident that the people will not be able to, you can't wish away what you're seeing. You can't. We are witnessing the destruction from within of the United States of America. We have a presidential election coming up, and right now, no one knows, even if whoever is elected, well, there'll be no election, I don't believe. Will that individual be able to settle things down? Well, everybody's hoping that there will be this coming, what the Bible calls an Antichrist, and they believe that the Antichrist will be able to be that person that looks like someone that has the answer to all the problems. I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. He's going to inherit a mess. Whoever becomes the next true authority after Joe Biden is dismissed, replaced, outed, whatever you want to say. Are they going to put him to sleep one night and he just not wake up? Well, his usefulness, he's no longer of use to the powers that be in this country. The deep state, the shadow government, the star chamber groups. He's no longer, he's going to be used till he's completely spent, and then he'll be, who knows what's coming. Now, starting with Jimmy Carter to Barack Obama, you take those individuals, and then you look at Donald Trump. Many have stated that Trump was an insider. He was in that inside world, but he was not an insider. He knew how to play the game because that's what he had to do to become president. But he didn't run drugs to the Contras and the Sandinistas. He didn't do that during the Reagan administration. He wasn't involved in opium, heroin, cocaine trade with the Clintons during the Bush senior administration. He wasn't involved with what occurred in Mena, Arkansas, when Bill and Hillary were the powers that be in the state of Arkansas, and then they become president. He wasn't involved with the wars that took place. He wasn't involved after Bill was gone. He wasn't involved with the overthrow of Iraq. So the thing is, Donald Trump, compared to these other presidents, then with Barack Obama, Donald Trump didn't start the race war. The racial, Black Lives Matter is the army of Obama still in place. And then Donald Trump didn't fund a new terrorist group, ISIS, to bring a new terrorist group in the Middle East to be that was paid for by the United States government and used by the U.S. government to cause upheaval in the Middle East. Donald Trump didn't do that. So everybody wants to demonize Donald Trump. Before I started the Present Truth, for those that have been listening for years, I was on the open forum. And I had made the comment that Donald Trump would be the, starting with Jimmy Carter, there was a, I likened the presidencies up to Obama as like the different levels of the wind velocity in a hurricane. The hurricane began to come toward this country with Jimmy Carter. The winds intensified with Ronald Reagan, intensified a little more with George Jr., with George Sr., and by the time they got to Bill Clinton, we were pretty much at a Category 3. By the time we got to Obama, it was a Category 5 hurricane. What was happening in this country, the destruction, the evil to the society. And if Obama had been replaced by Hillary Clinton, we would no longer exist as a nation. We would be already full-blown globalist-controlled nation. Donald Trump, I liken Donald Trump to the eye of the hurricane. And that during the years of his presidency, while he was in power, the winds would subside. The sun would come out again. We would have prosperity. We would, there'd be hope. But I said, once he was out, and they would move him out, or he would end his presidency, once he was no longer in power, the hurricane would begin, the second half would begin once again. The second half of the hurricane will be much more intense than the first half. And I did say even back then that the individual that will bring in the heavy winds of a 6, 7, 8, category 8 that will destroy this country would be Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And I have not changed my view. I have not changed my opinion. My convictions remain the same. This man will come back. And already, I believe he's in making decisions in this country. He's making decisions for his partner in crime, Joe Biden. The only one that can replace Biden is not Donald Trump. It will be Barry Satoro, Barack Obama. And once already, after Trump was forced out, was not allowed back into the White House, the winds of destruction have increased. Every single year that Biden has been there, for almost 3 years now, the winds, the hurricane has once again begun to go Category 5. We're going to at least a 5 now, maybe 6. But you're going to see the destruction that is coming when this person that I believe is going to replace Joe Biden or be the coming president. When this happens, we're going to see what will happen to this nation. It's already begun.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Join us for the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Find real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at the Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Keynote speakers include Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Ben Tapper, Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. Tickets are on sale for only $20 until May 1st. They increase after that. Get your tickets today. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com or eventbrite.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
And I will, with Donald Trump, I believe there's a riddle in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. And I believe that in this riddle of seven kings, and the old King James uses the term kings, but I'll use the term presidents. And this is talking about the final seven presidents of the United States of America. That's what this riddle is talking about. Revelation 17, verse 10. And it says that in this riddle, these final presidents of the United States of America would begin with Jimmy Carter. And he would be the first of the seven. Ronald Reagan, number two. George Bush Sr., number three. Bill Clinton, number four. Number five would be George Bush Jr. And number six, the man of 666, Barack Obama. And then it says that in the riddle that there will be a seventh king different from the others. The first five are fallen, one is, and the sixth king that is, eventually he will be fallen too. But it doesn't say that the seventh king is fallen. It just says that the meaning may be fallen completely away from I don't know how I would phrase this. Let's say that these seven are fallen in the sense of following the one who has fallen, following maybe Lucifer, who fell from heaven. Could it mean that? I believe it probably is indicating that these five are fallen. They're not true Christians. Jimmy Carter ran as a Baptist, as a evangelical Christian when he became president. But the first thing that he did when he became president is he kicked every single Christian out of his cabinet. Every person that professed Jesus Christ, he eliminated them from being even around him. So could it mean that these were children of the fallen one? Number five, then number six also. But number seven, that he would continue a short space. That's what the only thing it says about number seven. Number seven being Donald Trump. He would continue a short space. In other words, he would not be allowed to take his rightful position as that president for his full term. He would be, he could only be there a short time. He must stay there a short time. Then it says in verse 11, and there was a king, but called a beast, that was president, that is not president, that will be president again. So one of these initial six presidents is going to come back again, but not legally. Well, it couldn't be Carter. It couldn't be Reagan. Definitely couldn't be Bush. Couldn't be Bill. Bill is not. Bill has deteriorated in his mental ability so quickly he won't even come out in the public anymore. Same with Hillary. George Jr., he's the laughingstock still, so he's not going to be a possibility. There's only one possibility of the initial six presidents, from starting with Jimmy Carter. That would be Barack Obama. And Donald Trump is not going to come back. He's not going to resume as a president of this country. It says here that he must continue a short space. In other words, just a short time. He was moved out of the Oval Office through a stolen election. An imposter was put in. And Joe Biden is not recognized in this riddle. He's not recognized because he wasn't put there lawfully. And number eight, who's coming back following Donald Trump still is the president. The only one that can replace him legally will be the eighth president, who was of the initial six presidents. That's the only one that can replace Donald Trump. And that would have to be Barack Obama. This is just my interpretation. This is my view. I've looked at this riddle, and this is the only one that fits. It is talking about the United States of America and the final eight administrations, but only seven presidents. And this president that you're in, that this administration that we're in right now, is the Donald Trump administration. It is not a Joe Biden administration. Joe Biden isn't there legally. He isn't there mentally. He is being controlled from without. He's an imposter. He's not legally there. The Bible doesn't see him as a legal president. And his wife is not a first lady. She's a CIA operative taking care of Joe Biden. Now, number eight, who is of the six, he's coming back. And you watch. Shortly, he's going to begin to come into the spotlight once again. I don't know exactly when, but soon. We're going to finish out in just a few minutes.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So I thought today, like I said at the beginning of the program, I looked at article after article after article, trying to decide on a direction to go for today, and nothing fit. What's being covered, I didn't want to cover and be redundant on what is being covered through the programs, through the news, so I decided to go a different direction. You see, people want to know, in this time of perplexity, they want an overview. They want to know what is really happening. The only way you can really see what is happening is through the Bible and through the prophecies in the Bible. You see, America is in the Bible. Right here in chapter 17 of Revelation, these seven kings. This is America. These are the presidents of the United States of America. America is in the Bible. The final king or the final president, the final ruler of the United States of America is very shortly going to step back into that position. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm just telling you that this is my view, my opinion, my observation, my conviction. Bible prophecy is accurate forecasting. It is perfect. It forecasts the future, the past, the present, perfectly. The problem has always been in the interpretation. Interpretation. Now that can be inaccurate. Interpretation. The forecasting is accurate. Interpretation can be inaccurate. I've given you my interpretation. And if what I'm presenting is possible and true, then the greatest hurricane spiritually to ever hit not just America, but the world is developing. And you cannot stop it. There will be no answers to what is coming. And the hardships to the world, the seas roaring, the signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, men's hearts failing them, no hope. This is what Christ said would happen. There are no answers. There are no solutions. Only Christ can stop and put an end to the sin and the evil of mankind. Laws will not do it. The Constitution, this individual is rewriting the Constitution. He's writing his own Constitution. There will be no Constitution of the United States of America. It will be eliminated. It will be made void, null, powerless. So that's my view. And on Sunday from 9 to noon, join me for my Sunday program of the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me then. For now, may the God of peace, may the God of peace give you the peace you need tonight and on through the weekend. And to all of you, God bless you and shalom. The peace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
KHNC, it's your boy Bucky. So glad to be back with my friends, Steve and Mike from the Ramsey Auto Group. I bought a truck from them about, 7 months ago, and it has been a fantastic process. They have done everything they can to give me the VIP experience and make sure that I'm taken care of. I will never go anywhere else for a vehicle, and I recommend that you don't either. The Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
6175 West 10th Street, 970-443-5654. Come in and take a look, see what we've got, see what we have that'll fit you.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.